Tell me your flower story.
My name is Linda Shank, and this is my flower story. I actually sort of have twin flower stories. They speak to each other, and it was really in thinking about coming here and talking about my flower stories that I realized even more how connected they are. I moved to Iowa about 15 years ago, and I will never forget when I looked across the street at my neighbor's house. I live in downtown Ames. And I saw these beautiful pinkish-purple flowers that were like daisies, but not quite. And in fact, I even brought one into the studio with me just to kind of remind me of them. And I just felt instantly like I was home. So I don't have a very like big flashy story about it, but it was like the color and the shape of them. And I didn't really understand why, but I felt like, oh, that's home. And so it took me a while to really remember why that was, but I now understand that there's a kind of emotional connection to when I was growing up in rural Maryland. Because it was rural Maryland, yeah, I lived out like forever far away from school. And so I remember being out on the bus afternoons in the spring, late spring, close to when school time was just about over and the summer was starting. And the windows of the bus would be open and the breeze would be going through. And there were all of these black-eyed Susans all in the fields, because back then all of theirs were lots of rural fields. And so they were everywhere. And because of their bright yellow color, they would really kind of pop and you could always see them. And that was just always like the feeling of home and the open air, as well as the feeling of spring and freedom. School's out, which is a terrible thing to say because I'm a professor and I love school. So anyway, that's my twin story. So it's not like a dramatic story, but it's something that was just really powerful to me. And then what became even more powerful was when I realized that those purple flowers, those pinkish purple flowers that I was seeing, were the pale purple cone flowers that are here in our prairies as well. And of course, now I see them in our prairies everywhere. And now what I've come to understand about them is something that makes me love them even more. And that is so much of their story, their own story, is underground in their roots. They have like 5 feet of roots. And it's like 4 feet of plant and then 5 feet of roots. And it's the roots that let them be kind of weather and be resilient in our droughts, and then also stabilize our soil when we get the really heavy rains. And so it's kind of like there's a whole secret life to them that's underground, and that's what makes them strong and able to withstand so many changes. And I just love that. So there's a quietness about them that really has a complexity that I really love.
Do you believe flowers are essential?
I believe, yes, they are. Flowers are one of my favorite things. I love color, lots of color, and I love things that fly. So bees and butterflies and dragonflies. So the flowers are so important for that like ecosystem. But to me, it's the color. I love color. I love seeing different colors together. And yeah, to me, there's a vibrancy to them and the fact that they're always changing in terms of what's blooming. So you can look out, like when I walk around Ada Hayden, it's different, you know, every week I go out there. It's always different because the flowers are different. They don't change that fast, of course, but I love that. And so the change, the kind of rhythm of the seasons and the color themselves, as well as kind of how they are so crucial for all these other things that I love. Yeah, I say yes.
If you were a flower, what flower would you be?
I really would like to be these purple cone flowers. So I know that's like connected to my story, but in some ways, the more I've learned about them, the more that I like them. So I'm not sure that I am that flower, but I'd like to be that flower. I think in largely with their resilience and the fact that they can just handle all of these extremes and they're so beautiful. And people put them as medicines, that's echinacea. And I had no idea. I was like, oh my gosh, that's what echinacea looks like? And maybe I'd seen it before. I don't know. But I didn't really know that until I came here and I could actually see the flowers themselves. That's really why is the resilience and the healing and the beauty. I just love they're kind of this beautiful little gift of a package that I think is pretty amazing.